That was a profound experience, and I went away with my head reeling, particularly after these other kinds of contrasting experiences, and particularly with many organizations that proclaim this customer focus, which is the big thing today, you know, but just simply don't practice it. Not that they don't want to, and not that some individuals may not, see, but that the whole thing, the whole culture, the climate, the norms, the mores of the whole thing do not focus upon it, but rather on protection, defense. How to get that compass? A few months after that experience at that hotel, I was invited to speak at a YPO conference, Young Presidents Organization conference, at another hotel of the same chain. This was in another city, also in the South. And I was excited by this because in my mind I had somewhat written off this earlier hotel experience because it was a new hotel. You know, when people can just start new, a lot of things are exciting and they work right sometimes. Once after they get the bugs worked out, the culture is excited and so forth. So I was excited and I went to this new hotel, and as soon as I checked in, Sandra was with me, I said, "Do you have a mission statement?" And they brought it out. I looked at it, and it was the same one that I'd seen before, the corporate one. I said, "Very fine, thank you. Do you happen to have a mission statement for this hotel?" And they brought that out. Later, now I wish I'd asked for the one for the front desk. But I didn't, and went upstairs to the room, ordered room service about 10 o'clock. And they said, "It'll be there at 10:30, would that be all right?" I said, "That's fine." And I was really sensitive, like social radar out constantly. And it arrived 10:42. And that surprised me a little. And I thought, well, maybe there is a difference here, see. Maybe that's attributable to the style of that guy. So as soon as the room service arrived, the gentleman who delivered it said, "I'm sorry for being so late. I apologize." He said, "I spilled the hot chocolate in the elevator. So we went back to the kitchen to replace the linen in the hot chocolate. I apologize. I hope it has not been too inconveniencing." "No, that's fine." I was very impressed with that. Next morning, what really impressed me was the manager of the room service department called me on the phone. Said, "We are so apologetic about the late delivery of our room service last night. We would like to invite you and your wife to have a complimentary buffet breakfast on us, or if you want, we'll bring it to your room." And he introduced himself. This is the manager of the room service. Gave his name and apologized and then did that. Now that told me much more about that culture than just being customer focused. What did it tell? They had a system. What does it tell about the culture? Yeah, mistakes are okay. In other words, he told his boss essentially his mistake. Doesn't that tell you so much about that culture, see? It speaks volumes. But maybe I could just write that off because that was an unusual person, see? Next morning, I call. In fact, that night, I call and I say, "What time do you open your swimming pool?" And they said, 6 o'clock. "But if you have a special need, we'd be happy to open it earlier. Just let us know and we'll have someone meet you." So I went downstairs and I had 3 presentations prepared for a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of an hour and a half each to this Young President's Organization on how to build a synergistic culture, you know, like the hotel we were in. So I told them about my experience at the earlier hotel and last night, and I said, "I'm going to bag my speeches. It's far better to see a sermon than to hear one any day," someone said. "So instead, I'm going to try to train you in a way of thinking about how to really diagnose this hotel and what produced this bone-deep commitment by the entire culture I'm sure there are some mistakes, some exceptions, but the critical mass of it toward this ethic of uncompromising personalized service. And what I'm going to present is essentially what I gave to them, a way of thinking about, of diagnosing, and of identifying where the real problems are, see. So I did that day, and then I said, now, would you use this, and all of you, test this culture? You know how you test a culture? Throw it a curveball. Just do anything that's outside of normal operating procedure. Really. If they deal with that problem as an opportunity to make deposits with the guest, that tells you about the culture. Particularly if you start finding that they have self-managing teams in the way they work together to solve that problem, so that there is a kind of cultural norm that drives that.